You're listening to the News and Music programs on Kansas City's Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our Ennis News. Turning the happy atmosphere with local people in the National Solidarity Festival in area number 2, Hưng Thạnh Road, Karang Urban Street this afternoon, World Party Central Member, former Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee, former head of Kansas City's National Assembly Delegation Trần Quốc Trung, permanent member of Kansas City Party Committee, standing right chairman of Kansas City People's Committee, Dương Tấn Hiển. At the festival, the Front Affairs Board of area number 2 presented 50 gifts and 10 scholarships to needy people in the area while launching and signing the emulation treaty for 2023. Today, Thanh Lợi Thiêu Hamlet of Trung Hưng Khe Muyen organized the Great National Solidarity Festival on the 92nd celebration of Vietnam Fatherland Front. In 2022, the Front Affairs Board of Thanh Lợi Hamlet mobilizes people to unite in production and successfully produce 3 rice crops at a total productivity of more than 4,800 tons. 6 clubs in Hamlet maintain operations, and the rate of cattle families stood at over 97%. On this occasion, permanent member come head of the organizing board under Kantor Municipal Party Committee Lê Tấn Thủ presented 50 gifts to poor locals, each valued at 500,000 Vietnam đồng in cash. The Front Affairs Board of Đông Hòa Hamlet, Đông Thuận, Khe Muyen, Thới Lai Suburban District also organized the Great National Solidarity Festival in residential areas. This is the test unit of Thới Lai Suburban District. At the festival, members of the board and local representatives cite the emulation movement of the Hon people uniting to build civilized rural areas in 2023. On this occasion, 5 households getting the typical title for 3 years in a row were presented merit certificates. The city's Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee also presented 50 gifts to policy classified and poor families in Hamlet. The Front Affairs Board of Vĩnh Thạnh Hamlet, Vĩnh Trinh, Khe Muyen, Vĩnh Thạnh Suburban District also organized the National Solidarity Festival and the 92nd Traditional Celebration of Vietnam Fatherland Front. This is the starting place of the festival designated by the Standing Board of Vĩnh Thạnh Suburban District Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee. On to other news. This morning, Standing Vice Chairman of Vietnam Journalist Association, Journalist Nguyễn Đức Lợi and Trần Trọng Dũng, Cam Chairman of Ho Chi Minh Journalist Association, Vice Chairman of Vietnam Journalist Association, in charge of tasks in the southern region, worked with Kansas City Journalist Association and symbolically presented scholarships to poor students in the city. On this occasion, Vietnam Journalists Association symbolically presented 100 million Vietnam đồng to needy students in the city. The scholarship presentation is raised by the representative office of the Southern Region from Ho Chi Minh City Journalists Association, Vietnam Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development. To prepare for the opening of Vietnam International Agriculture Fair 2022, this morning, the organizing board of the fair organized the rehearsal. Currently, the opening of the fair takes place at 9 a.m. on November 2nd at Kantor Investment Trade Promotion and Exhibition Fair Center, number 108A Lê Lợi Street, Cái Khế Road, Ninh Kiều Urban Street, Kansas City, and is transmitted live on the channel of Kansas City's radio and television station. This morning, the Institute of Politics of Region No. 4 organized a scientific workshop themed Human Security in Mekong Delta Region in the current international integration context. The workshop focused on discussing contents relating to human security, awareness of human security, experiences in ensuring human security, science, technology, and human security, impacts of migration on human security, and assurance of human security in Mekong Delta region. This morning, Kantor College of Economics Technique organized the opening of 2022-2023 new school year and the 65th founding and growing celebration of the college. On this occasion, the school was honorably presented the emulation flag by Kansas City People's Committee for its leading position in the emulation movements in 2021. Many teams and individuals were presented merit certificates by Kansas City People's Committee. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.